When State Senator Chapin Rose's bill requiring sepsis protocols at hospitals came up for debate in April, many of his colleagues recounted how sepsis had affected their own families. Tony Galbo of Monticello was there and remembers his reaction.
Everybody was just coming out telling stories. Chapin Rose, Senator Rose, he was just floored. I was floored. We were bawling.
The legislation, which passed unanimously, was dubbed Gabby's Law for Galbo's daughter, who died of sepsis at age 5 after hospital doctors failed to check for the condition. At a bill signing ceremony in Urbana, Governor Bruce Rauner thanked the Galbos for their efforts to get Gabby's Law passed.
And the entire Galbo family, thank you for your strength and your courage, and thank you for fighting to help protect other lives, people's lives here in Illinois.
Illinois is the second state after New York to require hospitals to have protocols in place for sepsis. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.